EU News Deal Note. I'm Laurel Bowman. European Union health officials urged members Thursday to act decisively to put in place measures to stop the spread of the coronavirus and a potential surge in cases like the one earlier this year that prompted widespread lockdowns. The EU Commissioner for Health and Food Safety said, quote, "We are at a decisive moment. All member states must be ready to roll out control measures immediately and at the right time," end quote. More than 3 million COVID-19 cases have been reported across the EU and Britain since the pandemic began, according to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control. Some EU countries are experiencing higher numbers of new infections than they had in March at the peak of the outbreak in the region. France's health ministry reported Thursday the number of people hospitalized in intensive care units due to the coronavirus surpassed 1,000 for the first time since early June. In the Netherlands, health officials said Thursday the number of new infections rose to more than 2,500, a record high for a single day. And Poland's health ministry also reported a record daily rise in cases, attributing the trend to people making more contact with others after restrictions were lifted. The global economic outlook is less bleak than in June, an IMF spokesman said Thursday, signaling that the organization's forecast will be raised when it is released next month. The spokesman said that while parts of the global economy are beginning to turn the corner, the outlook remains very challenging, with emerging markets other than China facing a precarious situation due to the coronavirus. And AstraZeneca is still waiting for the U.S. drug regulator to approve the restart of the clinical trial of its potential COVID-19 vaccine in the United States, almost 3 weeks after it was paused due to safety concerns. This is VOA News. Prominent Hong Kong activist Joshua Wong was arrested Thursday for taking part in a protest at the height of the city's pro-democracy unrest last year, but he vowed to continue resisting China's crackdown on dissent. The arrest of the territory's most high-profile dissident is the latest in a string of arrests of government critics and comes after China imposed a sweeping new national security law on Hong Kong in late June. Wong was arrested for unlawful assembly over a 2019 demonstration against a government ban on face masks that was imposed before the coronavirus pandemic, his lawyer said. Later Thursday, the European Union criticized the move, saying it was the latest in a troubling series of arrests of pro-democracy activists since the summer. A Russian court froze the assets of opposition leader Alexei Navalny while he was in a coma in a German hospital, his spokeswoman said Thursday. The politician and anti-corruption campaigner spokeswoman said in a video statement that on August 27th, bailiffs announced a ban on transactions involving his share in a flat in a Moscow suburb. At the same time, his accounts were frozen. The legal move against Navalny means his family's flat in a multi-story block in southeastern Moscow cannot be sold, given as a present, or used to take out a mortgage, she said. Navalny fell ill on August 20th on a plane and was taken to the hospital in a coma in Siberia for 2 days before being flown to Berlin, where tests found he had been poisoned with a rare nerve agent. His allies and top international officials have said the onus is on Russia to prove that the poisoning was not state-ordered and hold a proper investigation, while Russia argues it needs evidence from tests in Germany and other countries to do so. Doctors in Berlin said Wednesday that Navalny had been discharged. The Kremlin says he is free to return to Russia. Afghan security forces have killed 65 Taliban militants during an intense battle in eastern Afghanistan, officials said Thursday, as fighting rages between the two sides despite ongoing peace talks. The latest bloodshed came late Wednesday after the Taliban stormed a military headquarters building in Paktika province. The Taliban did not immediately comment. The violence came a day after the Taliban said they had killed 28 Afghan paramilitary policemen in Orzugan in southern Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Taliban and Afghan government negotiators are meeting in Doha, where they are trying to find a way to end 19 years of war. Negotiations are moving slowly, with the two sides trying to thrash out various parameters before deciding on an agenda. For more on these and other international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, VOA News.